The Gemara will give another two answers to the question why the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek listed only 15 cases and omitted a 16th case, which apparently could have been included in our Mishnah. Some of the key topics and concepts we're learning about include Beplukta Loi Kamairi. The Mishnah lists only scenarios that can occur according to all opinions, but not those that can occur only according to one opinion. Ein Kedushin Taifsin Bechi Vekrisis. A marriage to an erva for which one is chayav karis is not valid. The kedushin does not take effect. However, kedushin teifsin b'chiyuv alavin, a marriage which is only an isur lav, is valid. The kedushin does take effect. Kivin shli bana shuv lo yivna. Once a yavam performed chalitza and did not take his yavam in yibum, he cannot then take her in marriage. Eishes achav shlohay bay lomay. The wife of a brother who passed away before the yavam was born is one of the 15 arayos exempted from the mitzvah of Yibum. The Isra Eishes Ach is only waived for a brother that was alive when the other brother passed away. As the Gemara learns from the Pasuk, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav, only brothers that have Yeshiva Achas Ba'olam who live together at the same time.